Joining me today on Classical Conversations, we have the New York-based composer and clarinetist, Derek Vermaal. Derek, thank you so much for joining me.
It's my pleasure.
So we're going to be talking about your new album, which is on the Naxos label, called Migrations, obviously inspired by the title track, Migration Series for Jazz Ensemble and Orchestra. Can you tell me a little bit about this piece of music? I'm aware that it was commissioned by another kind of jazz icon, Wynton Marsalis, but also it was inspired by a set of paintings.
Yeah, it was inspired by a set of paintings that I saw when I was a little kid with my mom. That's Jacob Lawrence's Migration Series. And it's a set of 60 paintings that this great American painter, Harlem Renaissance painter, painted in 1940 to 41. And it depicts the migration of African Americans from the South to the North along the railroad lines, for the most part, to cities in the North. And this is a great, great American work that is, is not maybe as well known as it should be, partly because it was commissioned by two different museums who each own half of the work. But I was just struck by the beauty of the work, the shapes, the colors, and it just evoked musical sounds for me. So when I had this commission from Wynton Marsalis, from the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, from their jazz band, plus the American Composers Orchestra, I immediately thought of the Migration Series because it was just such an epic story and epic work. And I wanted to pay tribute to this great work.
Mm. So you had kind of been sitting on this idea for a while then? Had you been itching to get a chance to kind of create this piece of music for a while?
Well, you know, it's funny how composition works because it's not linear usually, at least for me and for most of the composers that I know. I started hearing sounds and writing down tunes, chords, just any kinds of sounds. And as I was working and as I started composing the piece, I thought, this is like a mosaic. It's coming together. The tunes come back in different movements, but they're transformed. There are these rhythms. There are jagged edges. But this mosaic form started to just remind me of the Migration Series. And after I had completed about two or three of the five movements, I thought, this is my tribute to the Migration Series. And I didn't even know that I was writing it, but now I know once I was in the middle of it. So then I had some renewed confidence as I kept writing and thought this would be a great work to be a tribute to Jacob Lawrence's Migration Series. And then coincidentally, when I was talking with Wynton Marsalis, he told me that he had met Jacob Lawrence and his wife, who was also a great painter. And so there's just this really nice confluence of coincidences that felt like it was energizing the premiere of this piece, which we did at Lincoln Center.
You mentioned being confident in your tribute to Jacob Lawrence. And I was wondering if there was any maybe sense of nervousness in capturing a story, as these paintings are depicting a migration of African Americans from the South to the North. Any nervousness in depicting a story that maybe for you personally was not a part of your own past and your own story?
Well, sure, in a way. I think what's incredible about this piece is that it actually is that Lawrence's piece? He's able to let the listener, the viewer into his paintings, because in a way it's done in a very objective kind of depiction of events, and so it allows any viewer to come to that with their own personal experience and the experience of their own family. And so for me, I came to it with the experience of having a father who is an immigrant to this country and having had, like many Americans, relatives who were immigrants just in recent generations. In fact, all my family, a few generations ago, my family wasn't here. And around the time of the migration is when many members of my family came to America. So I think that kind of parallelism that so many people can bring to this work makes it a universal work and makes it a work that almost anybody can find their way into. Of course, I would never have set out to write a piece about the migration itself, because I think that might have been a little too close. But this allowed me to be a step removed to pay tribute to somebody who I consider to be one of our great artists of any background. I think Lawrence's work can inform so many different experiences, and that's what makes it so rich.
You mentioned paying tribute. I wondered as well, there's so many great pieces of music that kind of blend the gap between classical music and jazz. I mean, obviously the big one, Rhapsody in Blue, George Gershwin, but also William Grant Still's Afro-American Symphony. Were those kind of guiding lights for you, or is it something that maybe you put aside and thought of creating your own sound, your own vision?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting you mentioned those two works. Probably Gershwin's even more than the Still, and also even more than that, maybe the great works of Duke Ellington, Harlem, Blackburn and Beige, Far East Suite, and even the Nutcracker Suite.
Right.
Because
right.
To me, Ellington was one of those composers who was never put off by embracing all different traditions. Didn't matter what tradition they were coming from. Ellington would, and he found a way to infuse the jazz band into all these traditions and to create a whole new vocabulary for this set of instruments, which had not existed up until that point. So I would probably say that Ellington more than Still, although Still is certainly one of the great kind of pioneers of the American orchestral sound, and certainly had an influence on many, many American composers after him.
Well, you know, I love the Migration series, but also on this album you have, you know, Mar del Septembro, and you mentioned that Migration, the series, was inspired by paintings, but Mar del Septembro was inspired by poetry. Can you tell us a little bit about that process, writing that piece of music?
Yes, I was reading the poetry of the great Portuguese poet Eugenio de Andrade, and I was just struck by how evocative it was and how it made me think of musical sounds and how, well, of course, many Portuguese poets have set Andrade's work into fados. And fado is, you know, this gorgeous and very mournful, very passionate kind of music that for many people might evoke something of the flamenco tradition as well, from similar area in southern Spain. But fado is uniquely Portuguese, and I was just taken away by the rapturous quality of this poetry, and so I set about trying to get the rights for this poetry, and then it gave me an opportunity to work with one of my favorite singers, Luciana Souza, who herself is also a wonderful composer as well. And so it sparked a beautiful collaboration. We had worked together once before when I wrote a piece for the Los Angeles Philharmonic, and I set one movement of song that I wrote for Luciana. And then this gave us a chance to work together in a slightly more robust context.
And then the last track as well, I've kind of noticed a theme here, because the last one is A Shout, A Whisper, A Trace, which is a tribute to Béla Bartók's last years in New York. And it seems like you have very specific ideas that kind of inspire the music that you're writing. Is that the process for you on every piece? You have to have kind of this very specific idea of a tribute or an image that helps kind of inspire the work.
That's a good question. You know, I mean, as I was saying before, the process of writing music is, and I think this goes for the process of writing a book or the process of making a painting, it's it's a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and then you stand back and look at it, and something occurs to you that you never would have thought of, or in the middle of the night, suddenly you think of something. And so sometimes I'm writing music, and during the process of writing, I think, oh, Bartok, you know, or it suddenly it reminds me of something. Or in this case, you know, these particular works had to do with these works of mine had to do with other artworks that I was happened upon at the same time. So I was reading Béla Bartók's letters at the time I began writing this piece. And so they cast a shadow, or they illuminated in a nicer way, they illuminated the course of this work. And so, you know, I think sometimes what we're doing in life and the things that are happening in our lives are very bound up with the works that we write. Whether we want to or not, it's hard to escape what's actually happening in our lives. And sometimes that what happens with those works is not always very straightforward. It's sometimes oblique. It comes at the work from strange angles or unexpected angles.
Well, Derek, again, thank you so much for joining us here on Classical Conversations, and really excited about your album, Migrations, and excited for future projects as well.
Thank you so much.